from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The conversation we got into there after hearing the Tony Gonzalez thing from the Zach Gelb show yesterday on Infinity Sports Network was how long is a leash with Deshaun? And we already kind of got it on social media, some of the responses. I believe it's George saying that Watson has not been very good. He's got two more games. I'm paraphrasing that first part.
Uh-huh.
They say he's got two more games. And I mean this with all due respect.
Yeah.
If you're a fan and say, he's a clown, he's got two more games, that's it. That's fine. You can believe that as much as you want.
Sure.
The leash is so much longer than Tony Gonzalez. As long as he is healthy, and they believe he is healthy, the leash is so much longer on Deshaun Watson than I think most of the people listening right now are comfortable with.
What do you think the Browns would have to see from Deshaun to say, nope, we've got to move on to Jameis, he's a better option?
That... many more times, what you saw on Sunday. Mm. Or honestly, just very slow incremental progress.
Yeah, it just might be time, right?
Yeah.
If they give him the time and it just doesn't happen and they start looking at the schedule and they're like, oh my God, the season is slipping away. It's ticking down. We've got to try and save this somehow. We've got to try and put a jolt through this organization and through this offense. Maybe that's what it needs to be.
I totally get the fan side of things, which is this has been a disgrace to the organization that I love. I'm sick of compartmentalizing. I totally understand that. I really, really do. I empathize. You and I both empathize with fans on this. The Browns owe it to themselves because they are the ones that got themselves into this mix. The idea that you're going to start the quarterback unicycle of we're going to try a balancing act of, well, now we're going to give Jameis a shot.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, oh, well, new is always better. No, it's not.
Right.
And if you have to go back to Deshaun, or if you, oh, well, now Deshaun's healthy. Guys, you need as much information as you can to make this kind of decision. And it's a weird way of thinking about it. But the Browns owe it to themselves to have exhaustive patience.
Yeah.
Because there are damning ramifications if you don't get the, if you have to move on from Deshaun, or if you have to go to a spot where you have to find another quarterback to come in here and Deshaun sits on the bench.
That's right.
If you can't void this contract, which everybody's speculating they could.
Yes. This is a delicate decision. There are a lot of factors that come into play. It's not something that you can make in haste. But I think the other argument on the other side of that, Nick, is that they wouldn't be making it in haste. And you're right, they need more evidence and they need as much data as possible that says, no, he isn't the guy, right? If that's the decision that they're going to go to, if they're going to make a quarterback change eventually, they need as much information as possible and as much data as possible that says, no, this doesn't work. But he hasn't been the guy that they're paying him to be or they're giving him the responsibility to be. He hasn't been that guy for half a decade, right? I mean, if we're being honest about it, mm-hmm. the last time we saw Deshaun Watson play good, consistent football where it looked like he had a feel for the game, it looked like his pocket sense, his movement, his awareness, his timing, his throwing looked natural. Like all of that stuff that you want that should be a prerequisite to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, the last time we consistently saw that from him was a half decade ago.
100% fair.
At some point, don't you have to say, like, it's not there and it's not happening?
Yes, but I think people are missing what would be the ultimate, absolute worst-case scenario, which is you prematurely make that decision. You prematurely take that knock on the noggin of whatever, however you try and split that contract, and he actually goes somewhere else. No, I listen, Baker.
Doing the Baker thing all over again?
Yeah. Guys, it's unbearable to see Baker do really well and Deshaun do poorly. Imagine Baker and Deshaun doing really well elsewhere while you're kicking around, I don't know, DTR? While you're kicking around Quinn Ewers?
Yeah.
Like, it's at some point, because it's weird, 13 games, which is what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
For a fair amount of quarterbacks in the NFL, 13 games in, even spread across 3 years, you got a good – it's not a great sample size – it, depending on the investment.
Uh-huh.
But you've made decisions on quarterbacks for less than 13 games.
Sure.
But not ones. This gets back to the investment point. Not ones with time spent. Hmm. Not one with the contract. Not with the implications after giving it, not just before giving it. With trade capital. With the PR nightmare. Like, I know no one wants the patience argument. This is not patience in I'm certain it's going to work out.
Right.
It's patience in this is a minefield.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my expectation is, and it was before the Dallas game, so I'm not changing. I thought he had this entire year. Things can change.
Whoa.
Things can change. But at some point, being definitive as you possibly can on Deshaun might actually matter more to you as an organization
in the long term
than making the playoffs this year. And I hate, hate having to speak that thought into the ether.
How do you say that, though, to Nick Chubb when he's rehabbing his butt off to try and get back on the field and Myles Garrett doing everything that he has done for this franchise and Denzel Ward playing through concussions and stuff like that? That's one of the aspects of this that I think makes it hard. I think one of the aspects is the schedule itself is like more favorable at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you have to be honest about what you're facing and what's real and what's possible. And you can sit there and you can say, any given Sunday, we can beat anybody. We're not afraid of anybody. If we consider ourselves a playoff team, we should think that we can beat the Steelers and the Saints. But the reality is there are worse teams in the NFL, and those are the ones that are at the beginning of the schedule. So it's not like the Browns can just be patient and say we're going to make up for it on the back end.
So specifically to what you said about what do you say to those players,
yeah,
your check still clears. And I know I hate it. I watched an organization across two ownerships and mm-hmm. 75 coaches and 115 OCs and 12 GMs. I watched them waste my favorite player of my adult life, which was Joe Thomas's career.
Right.
And that, but just because the organization at large did that previously doesn't mean you can rush this, because if you mess this up, if you choose the wrong thing, if you step on the landmine instead of avoid it, you're not going to get any closer to winning football. And to speak to what you just said, do you know what the worst thought that I had to the worst rationalization I had to come to? I did say worst. I did. I said it. I own it. We own that.
Okay, Tony Gonzalez.
Give me Kevin Stefanski there. We own that. But the worst rationalization that I had to make in this whole thing is the downside of we got to give Deshaun every chance this year to get this on square comes with the upside of you might have a good enough record to replace him.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you don't miss the playoffs. Like, the worst thing in this is not that you lose, that you win three games this year. That's not the worst-case scenario.
I'm just sitting here today, Nick, wondering to myself, and I think a lot of Browns fans probably are too, what is the upside to this at this point? Because if we're honest, this was always a gamble, and the Browns knew it was a gamble, and the other teams around the NFL that were moderately interested in Deshaun, significantly interested in Deshaun, however you want to characterize that, they knew it was a gamble too, right? But like the biggest part of the gamble was not supposed to be the on-field product.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be the PR hit.
It was supposed to be the PR hit. Yeah. It was supposed to be, are there going to be more stories coming down the road? Is he going to get suspended and we're going to be without him for X number of games because of all these legal things? Is it going to be a stain on our organization? Is it going to handcuff our salary so much that we can't do the things that we need to do from a team building perspective? And yet, like, the great downside so far is they haven't gotten the payoff on the field. And that wasn't supposed to be as much the gamble that these teams were going to take. Because at the very least, you felt like Deshaun was going to be an upgrade over what you had. Because even if he wasn't going to get to the MVP level, he could get to a middle of the pack quarterback level.
Slightly and with above this, Baker level.
Slightly above Baker, and with the rest of this team set up, that was going to be good enough, right? But he is bottom of the barrel bad in terms of quarterbacking in the NFL, where it's bringing everybody back to him. It's bringing everybody down in this organization and on both sides of the... It's making things really, really difficult on the defense, right? It's making things really, really difficult on the offensive line. It's making things really, really difficult on the receivers. It wasn't supposed to be this level bad. That wasn't supposed to be the biggest part of this gamble.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.